From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Trump administration has articulated a tougher approach toward North Korea in recent days, saying it has lost patience with Pyongyang, not meeting demands to curb its nuclear ambitions. During a visit to Japan, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to Japan's defense against the North Korean nuclear and missile threat. Pence is on a 10-day four-nation Asia trip about North Korea and trade. Monday, Pyongyang was on the diplomatic offensive. His deputy U.N. representative accused Washington of creating a crisis situation. Despite the barrage of harsh rhetoric, analysts from both sides of the political spectrum agree that Trump's policy remains strikingly similar to former President Obama's strategic patience, and that the options for dealing with Pyongyang are limited. The main difference, they say, is in tone. President Trump signed an executive order Tuesday that aims to tighten the enforcement of rules governing the hiring of certain foreign workers in the U.S. and calls for a review of laws requiring U.S. government agencies to use American-made products.
First, we will fully monitor, uphold, and enforce our Buy American laws, which we haven't done. Buy American laws require that when the federal government buys, builds, or funds a project, domestic goods and products should be used. But over the years, these Buy American standards have been gutted by excessive waivers and reckless exemptions.
Trump built a global business empire before running for the White House, in which he regularly outsourced the manufacture of dozens of consumer products to overseas locations. Some of Trump's branded products are made in the U.S. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May announced Tuesday she will seek an early election on June 8th, 2 weeks after officially launching the process for Britain to exit the European Union. May said opposition parties are threatening to derail the process and that Parliament is not coming together in the same way as the nation. The House of Commons must approve the call for new elections. Police in the U.S. say the man accused of posting a murder video on Facebook took his own life Tuesday following a police chase near Erie, Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania State Police spokesman says their investigation is ongoing.
There's a whole host of things we're going to do. Once we wrap up the scene, we clear from there, we'll start to backtrack his movements. He's been somewhere over the last couple of days. We don't know where. We'll have our investigators go out to try to determine where that is.
The suspect allegedly shot and killed an elderly man in Cleveland, Ohio on Easter Sunday before uploading a video of the murder on Facebook and going on the run from police. The UN World Food Bank Food Program says it is alarmed at the prospect of running out of money to aid the nearly 5 million people affected by a hunger crisis in troubled northeastern Nigeria. The crisis does not just affect Nigeria, the nation's top humanitarian official says. It impacts families across the Lake Chad Basin. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
The World Food Program is sounding the alarm over a severe funding shortfall in Nigeria that could endanger the lives of 4.7 million people affected by hunger in the nation's volatile northeast. The UN agency has received just under 15% of the $416 million it needs for its operations in Nigeria this year. In the next 5 or 6 months, says WFP Acting Regional Communications Officer Elizabeth Bryant, the UN agency needs $200 million to keep feeding Nigeria's hunger-stricken population. In an op-ed published in the French newspaper Le Monde Friday, the UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator in Nigeria warned that a suspension of relief efforts in northeastern Nigeria could render the area more vulnerable to the spread of extremism. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A political standoff is building in Venezuela, with the country's center-right opposition set to stage a massive protest march Wednesday against President Nicolas Maduro's efforts to consolidate power, while Maduro's called for a countermarch and declared plans to expand the country's civilian militias. Maduro said they must determine whether the opposition is with the homeland or with the betrayal of the homeland. The president has armed military troops fanning out across the country. And the U.S. military dispatched two F-22 stealth fighters to intercept a pair of Russian bombers in international airspace off the coast of Alaska on Monday. Authorities say there was no incident and it was handled professionally. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.